South End's always been a refuge for us scofflaws and scalawags, con men and con artists, ne'er-do-wells and downright losers. I admit it, I even prefer to the manicured fescue estates behind remote-controlled gates further north, till they start figuring it's easier to steal from fellow denizens. Which is exactly why I removed myself from the ghetto I found myself in before coming here 37 years ago. Taking a walk up to a little park I tend on the east side of the island, a neighbor asked if I'd had any break-ins lately. No, I said. You? Three, he said. Know who it is? I asked, and he said, yeah, the 20-something heroin addict staying two doors down at John B's. John B. won't talk to my neighbor, and the kid in question ran off into the woods when he tried talking to him. I said, I guess you know who your culprit is. Fat good little Dewey. An hour ago, after chainsawing up a few downed trees in my park, I stopped in to see my old pard Guitar Bob just down the road. He was hauling wood in from a huge cedar that fell in the storm, but we took a break to catch up on news. His news concerned the neighbor woman who kept stopping by to use his phone. She doesn't have one herself. What she has is a hard luck story for Guitar Bob. No car, needs a ride to get meds in Seattle, has cancer, undergoes dialysis, kid is in a halfway house, can't work, doesn't have any money. Bob, a hardened ermine character, streetwise before they made cobblestones, also has a soft heart. He takes in stray cats and unwanted dogs. He took my junkie neighbor's hound. And he gives to about 42.5 charities what little he can afford to give. So he ends up taking her clear to Seattle one night to get a prescription filled for meds she desperately needs. 2-hour drive one way. They go, not to a hospital, 24-hour pharmacy, but downtown to some seedy apartment in Belltown. He waits in his jalopy and she goes up to get her meds. I know, you'd think the lights would come on for a street smart character like Bob, but well, he felt bad for her, you know, dying of cancer, needing dialysis, and well, at least she wasn't selling a bridge. Long story, a lot shorter. She gets lots more rides, stops infrequently to use his phone, wants to borrow money. You might even say they're developing a rapport, if not a relationship. He does think it odd that the calls she makes are from his bathroom rather than the living room, but hey, maybe she needs some privacy. A week ago, she takes the phone into the privy and he notices his wallet is missing from the counter where he always keeps it. So when she comes back, he asks her for his wallet back. She says she didn't take it. There's something broken in a junkie's head. I'm not a counselor and I don't play one on TV, but I know this. Somehow they think the rest of us are way stupider than they are. And they are seriously intellectually challenged folks. That or, I don't know, just desperation just takes over and they'll try anything, no matter how ridiculous. Guitar Bob can see her holding his wallet inside her jacket and he says, you can give me the wallet or I'll call the cops and we'll sit here together until they come. She reluctantly hands him his wallet. Of course, the money is gone. She probably figured he wouldn't notice. Okay, he says, I'm calling the sheriff. If you don't call the cops, she says, I'll give you a blowjob. Now, I'm no expert on these things, having lived too long down in the desolate wilds of the South End, but maybe this actually works on some guys. Bob had $3 in that wallet. Don't ask me what fellatio goes for in the city, but I'm betting more than $3. Bob, being Bob, takes total offense. This isn't, after all, a plot to a porno movie. He tells her he's not calling the police, but that money is going back in his wallet, and she's going back to her hellhole house, and she can never darken his doorway. He doesn't care if her blood is toxifying to sludge or her meds are waiting at the local pharmacy. If you think this is where the story ends, like Bob does, I suspect you've never been around addicts. I wish to hell I hadn't either, but apparently they're living in a neighborhood thick as the deer that eat our apples. And at least the deer are cute little buggers.